Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Possibly be going with the program today. Well, that's a great way to get us started on our program this morning. And good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. On our program today, we should have a really great discussion with the guest who is in studio with us. I've been looking forward to this chat for some time, and it's a very timely discussion as well here with the holiday period, because the organization we're going to be talking about is the Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. On the web, and I would very strongly encourage you to visit the website. This is all as one word, BK United MB. That's BK United MB, all as one word, .com. There's a wealth of information there and some phenomenal performances that are simply going to blow you away. This organization I find to be awesome in the area of youth development. The founder and the executive director, Ty Brown, is in studio with us. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you join us. You know, there's so many areas where we can go in this discussion today, but Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program, you started this organization. Let me ask you the obvious question that I'm assuming you get asked all the time. Chronologically, when was that and why?
Well, definitely get asked that a lot. Brooklyn United started 5 years ago, 2013. And why goes back to, chronologically, go back to my upbringing. I was a young man growing up in Brooklyn, New York, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, single mom. And around my middle school years, which most of us have, that's when the issues begin. And, you know, mom did the right thing. She seeked out help. You know, she realized that we were at a point in my growth where she needed some other influences to really help guide me and mold me. So she signed me up for a program called the Jackie Robinson Center at the time. Mm-hmm. This is back in 1991, mm-hmm. 13 years old, young man. And that's where I got my start. That's where I learned marching band. That's where I learned administration. That's where I learned pretty much everything. And so when asked the question, why BU, why Brooklyn United, it was because I was able to find an amazing place to be, safe place to be and really develop and grow. So Brooklyn United is a passion of mine. It's something that I had to do in order to give young men and women in Brooklyn the opportunity that I had to have a safe place to be, to grow and develop.
When you say that allowed you to grow and develop, I think I know what you mean by that. But what do you mean? How did that?
Let me tell you. When I think about youth development and the youth of today, particularly Crown Heights, Bedford-Stuyvesant, East Flatbush, and Brooklyn, the things that we learn in school are obviously important and obviously needed, but there's so much that we miss you know, that an after-school program, an extracurricular activity, a sport, a cultural type of thing teaches us and really, really becomes the thing that we always look back on and say, this is where I really got it, you know, where I really learned. So when I talk about growth and development, I'm talking about all the things outside of math and reading that we get from being a part of a team, from being a part of a properly developed program after school or in school. So, you know, that's where growth and development happens. For me, it was a lot of character development stuff, leadership development stuff. For me, it was a lot of responsibilities given to me as a young man, where I took them very seriously and felt really empowered as a young man to help make decisions, mold decisions. And again, those are the tools that I use today in my programming.
How did you start in putting this organization together?
Well, you know, starting from scratch is a little scary.
Yeah.
I'm very much used to Jackie Robinson having funding. They were very grant supported, foundation supported, and growing up, we didn't have many needs. So starting out on your own, I already had a very strong entrepreneurial spirit and strong in my faith. And I believe that that was the right time and that God was saying, if I planted it in you, I'll help provide the resources. And pretty much the doors begin to open. Once the decision was made, this is what I'm going to do. I'm pulling my team together. Hey, guys, y'all are ready. This is what we're going to do. We begin to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And honest, the doors just kept flying open. Within 1 month of us saying we're going to do Brooklyn United, we had already landed an amazing contract with the Brooklyn Nets. That contract allowed us to go and purchase additional instruments and uniforms and really get our start. We had some prior relationships from when I wasn't on my own, when I was running Jackie Robinson's program. And she believed in me. She believed and said, Ty, if this is what you want to do, you know, I'll support you. And we were able to really get a great start. I remember Elliot Spitzer was doing a campaign kickoff, and we got a phone call from the campaign office asking us, hey, you guys are doing Drumline? I said, yes. They said, go come over and perform. And that was one of our very, very first performances on the steps of Borough Hall. So it just seemed to be the right timing, where the know-how that I already had from being in the previous organizations and the drive and hunger to really grow Brooklyn United to something amazing, one step in front of the other, keep pushing really, really hard and gain and gather support from previous relationships. So politically and corporate-wise, I begin to reach out to people, let them know my vision and how important it was for us to get a program like this going again, because we had taken a break for a while and that it was a great need in the community, a missing void in music education for our young people. And that was my drive and passion to bring it to light and to make it big and amazing.
And with that kind of passion, you have certain pillars that you use to really work in terms of engaging
the
young people. What are those?
Well, primarily, we service as a additional motivation for academic support. My belief is that young people may not even need additional tutoring. They might not need homework help. They may just need the motivational factor to stay focused in school. And Brooklyn United does that by going after the biggest performances in New York City. Like, we go after everything that's happening in New York. We aim to land it and get booked for it, because that becomes kind of like the carrot where the young men and young women know pass to play. You know, you need to do what you have to do in school in order to do these performances. And the drive and passion to make sure they stay eligible is there. So academics being one of our primary pillars, because we understand the importance of it. Marching band, like in sports, have major scholarship opportunities, like in sports. And we treat our young men and women just like athletes, where we're preparing them for a real, to be able to present themselves in front of a college and receive scholarships in order to attend that college. So academics being one pillar. The second pillar is character development.
Mm-hmm.
I don't teach music. I don't teach band. I really do honestly teach life. In my instruction mode and my time with the young people, I have an opportunity to infuse many life principles while teaching that beat, while teaching that marching step. You know, there's so much involved in being in a productive marching band. Things like being prepared and coming to rehearsal on time. Proper uniform, communication amongst the members of who's late, who's on time. Because when I walk in the room, I want to know for my students, who's missing? Where are they? What time are they getting here? How far are they? I want them to be responsible for each other. Things like equipment maintenance becomes a responsible situation. Having had children who live with me also in the band, I realize how much it takes to be in a band like this. I mean, just think about it. Like right now, it's 6 a.m. in the morning, and the young men and women are up traveling to locations to get on buses. That takes a lot of preparation. You know, fortunately or unfortunately, we run into a lot of adults who have trouble arriving on time. And if they do arrive on time, maybe they're not quite prepared. You know, communication with coworkers may be a major issue. You know, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed and you want to spread that out to other people. These are things that we face every day mm-hmm. at Brooklyn United. And the young people are being prepared and being pointed out those issues and those character things and what makes people great. There's a common denominator about what makes people great, and I want greatness for every one of them. So because of that, it's a zero tolerance. We push hard, you know, for attitude adjustments, for energy and focus and positivity and having an amazing outlook on the day in life and appreciation for the day and what you can accomplish today. And all of these little fine-tuning lessons that we push and teach to the young people build strong character, strong skin. I mean, thick skin. They get it. They get a lot of lashing. They get a lot of reminders and what should be and how it should be and what you should be doing. And I trust it. I trust that process because for the amount of years that I've been doing this, I've seen the results. And honestly, thankful to God for who He made me to be, because the results are amazing. The young men and women that go on are leaders wherever they are, whatever industry they're in, whatever college they attend. The kids are killing. Like honestly, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, guys, so we have a little, you know, macho feel for us anyway, and the kids are just ramming down every challenge, jumping over every hurdle without fear, because they're prepped, because they're ready. So when they get 18, 19 years old, they spent 10 years with Ty. They spent 10 years with the program. They've been involved. They've been around. They've already been kicked around a little bit. They already had some major challenges, and they have no choice but to soar at that point.
You know, you said responsibilities. I mean, you're talking about responsibilities, and as you were saying that, I was thinking to myself about another word that starts with the same three letters. And that's respect.
Yes, sir.
Because that's also part of this. And when you talked about, you know, the idea of you walk in and you're getting that feedback on who's
yes.
late, not there, responsibilities, et cetera, that's what this is all about.
Yes, yes.
You know, you learn to give respect. And in doing that, that's one of the ways you get respect.
For sure.
It's earned.
For sure. The young people, I don't take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Our strong relationship. They respond to my voice really well, and because of that, I speak in yes sir and no sir to them. And my good mornings are big and loud, and my thank yous. Everybody move over here in 30 seconds. There's a lot of thank yous involved in that and good jobs. And I believe that when they first joined the program a little uncertain, unsure. The veterans helped them know really quickly, this works. This works, and it works well, because between staff and student, there's a respect level of high energy, lots of focus, and because on the staff side, we're able to deliver to them the promises that we gave, they believe in it. So when we say, if you continue to work hard, the phone calls will keep ringing and the big shows will keep coming up, and then we then deliver on that. When we say, if you do well academically, we'll reward you by doing this, and we then deliver on that, that level of respect really begins to grow and build, and then that's where legacy begins to fall in place.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that legacy and also about some of those big events and something that's taking place today,
yes,
literally, that involves Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. The founder and executive director, Ty Brown, is in studio with us here at The Fan this Sunday morning. 6:20 is our time. Dave Uram has our look around the sporting world. It's Sunday morning on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. We're in discussion with Ty Brown. He is a founder and executive director at Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. Talking about the program on the web, by the way, at BKUnitedMB, that's all as one word, .com. And there's a wealth of information there. You can be supportive of the efforts of the program as well. We'll talk about that in the course of our discussion. And the program, as I mentioned earlier, it's very timely that we're having this discussion today, because to go back to what you've mentioned about, you know, not aiming low, but aiming high. And I love that, okay? Because my thought is, you know, you don't get up in the morning with the idea of, or at least I don't, how quick can I go back to sleep? It's, what am I actually going to accomplish today?
That's it.
All right?
That's it.
That's how you move forward in life itself. What's happening today? Why are these young people up at 6 o'clock hour on a Sunday morning?
Yeah, well, today's a special day for us. We got a phone call from the New York Giants the other day asking us to please come out and do a halftime performance today. And, you know, the game starts at 1, but the preparation starts at like 4 in the morning. So, you know, very exciting time for the organization to get a phone call from the New York Giants. We've done Monday Night Football before. It's been a few years since we've been with them.
How'd that go?
It went well. It went really, really well. The young people, let me tell you, they, you know, for a person like me who's been doing this for so many years, the goosebumps and the enjoyment of watching them perform is always still amazing, because I see a different group each performance. You know, this group has a feeling to it, a vibe, mm-hmm, that I can just trust that when it's time for the whistle to blow and it's time to hit the green or hit the dance floor, wherever we're performing at, they're going to be absolutely amazing in that very, very moment. Even if rehearsals didn't go well, if the morning went a little slow, it's just something about the energy of the group that when called upon, they shine. And we're talking about young people from age 6 up to 17, working together in one performance, one group. This is not a high school marching band, and this is not a, you know, any audition only type situation. These are young people who from no experience come into our doors and kind of get transformed into amazing. So today, halftime at the Giants versus Bears game, 82,000 people in the audience, a huge field for some of them, never been on that grass before, and they're going to march on and give 6 minutes of their life. And we try to bring, you know, joy to audiences when they're watching us, a couple of amazements, you know, like, wow, okay, I can't believe they did that. And the dancers and the drummers just really put together a well-rounded show routine where entertainment is the goal. And Brooklyn United delivers that really well. We're excited about today.
Okay. And while we're at it, you're on a roll, because it's the holiday time of the year.
Correct.
Okay? So you're in demand, but tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning during the 8:30 segment, we'll be on Good Morning America live with a huge announcement from J. Crew. J. Crew is celebrating the holidays, and they're celebrating the new season and things like that, and they're bringing crews together for the holidays.
Right.
So Brooklyn United, alongside the American Tap Foundation, will do a joint performance on Good Morning America. And again, we're talking again another amazing opportunity. Can you imagine the pride of the parents to talk about the work that we're doing at Brooklyn United, the children's performance opportunities, the sacrifices that the parents make are very much worth it. I mean, talking about leaving rehearsal yesterday, 12 to 4 o'clock rehearsal, getting children's clothing together and hairstyles together to get them back up in the morning early to get them on time to a bus. It takes a lot. And we carry an amazing village mentality at Brooklyn United where everybody plays a part and plays a role. And I'm super proud of that vision and super proud of the work that our families do to ensure that the young people are properly prepared for all these amazing back-to-back shows. So at the moment, God is really blessing us and kind of carrying the organization because the phone calls honestly ring daily where we're being booked for everything, holiday party, corporate holiday parties, things of that nature. And these are things that we're not going after. You know, I remember in the beginning when we were packaging, you know, videos and photos and sending it out to companies and trying to get a booking here or there. And I truthfully believe it's because of our commitment, dedication that the overflow is now happening where the phones ring automatically. The kids know it. They know there's always something to look forward to. The parents know it. And extraordinary is seeming a little ordinary at times. And I'm humbled by that at the same time, very conscious to keep the parents excited, to keep the young people excited so that they don't get used to amazing. I don't want anybody to be Hollywood on me, you know? So it's on purpose. It's a purposeful plan to make sure that we give them life experiences that they'll never forget. We give them something to brag about because they earned it. See, that's the difference. So it's not just giving. You know, these are things that these young people earn. They work hard. They study. They practice. They perfect their craft, and they perfect their movements and the teamwork of keeping the older ones in charge of the younger ones to make sure that they look good and they rehearse it over and over again. Again, those of you who are amazing sports fans, you can appreciate a team who puts in the work and then come game day delivers every time.
Now, I got to ask you a question because this goes back a couple minutes ago and something you said, and I'm curious about this. You know, as you said, every performance is different, okay?
Yes.
Are you nervous before performances?
Maybe not nervous, but I don't leave anything to chance. I when we get off the bus, we get off the transportation, we go into the holding room, I run things over and over again. Again, it's the same beast we did last night. It's the same routine we did 2 days ago. But I don't leave things to chance. You know, if we have a moment, we keep our mental focused and we rehearse the stuff over and over again. I do my little pep talks and my reminders. Let's be honest, it's a little bit of I wish you would mess up. You know, it's a little bit of you know what's going to happen if you don't win this competition. You know, it's things like that. But again, like I said, the relationship between us, they know that serious look in my eyes when I want them to step up, perform properly. And it's each and every one of them. It's the little new one. It's the big guy. I tell them all, this is it. This is it. Even though I said it last night, that was it. This is it. And I really want you to shine in your moment. And I think the reason for that effort is because I want them to tackle life like that. I want them to approach life where we don't take any of the days that we're given for granted. Each day is a gift. And I want them to kill their gift, meaning eat up everything in front of them for that day and give their all and their best at all times. Mm-hmm. I believe if they do that now and band and learn it and really engage that thought, that as adults, they'll wake up in the mornings with a great appreciation to accomplish all that's in front of them. And so for each and every performance, though it may be the same as the night before, it's a new day. And I need that same you each and every day. And I think that's a lesson for life.
When you're talking about the work of Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program, and I should mention the fact we're talking with Ty Brown, who is founder and executive director of the organization. And folks who are listening to our discussion today are impressed by some of the things that you're sharing with us. You want to join in the discussion, you can. 877-337-6666 is our number here at WFAN. How can individuals be part of this story? How can they support what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, wherever you're listening from, you can join our village. You know,
you don't have to be in Brooklyn.
You don't have to be in Brooklyn. You know, the thought is that people find great joy in sending a letter to us, telling us about the work that we're doing. We could read it to the kids, writing a note on our Facebook page, or donating a couple of dollars so we can continue to grow and do what we need to do. Those seeds, whether it's through your words, your prayers, or your finances, those seeds, you can continue to watch that grow. We have an amazing social media team who helps make sure that people can stay abreast of what we're doing, where we're at, and the great joy that you would feel knowing that you contributed a prayer, a positive message, or a couple of dollars for many years to come. You would see your efforts continue to grow. So definitely sign on to the website, join the mailing list, go to the Donate Now button, make a contribution, and then continue to watch us do the work. We will continue to do the work. So we invite you. You know, we love new followers. We love new members of the village. And there's always something that you can do to help us grow. If you look into the program, you'll see that there's sometimes a need for instruments. There's sometimes a need for travel. We might get a last-minute call for competition, and the buses are on us to raise the money for and things of that nature. So there are amazing opportunities to be part of our village, and we definitely invite the listeners to join us. Come on in to be you.
Listen, there's tons of people who are listening who can be supportive of your efforts, and you know, as you just said, the support may not always be something where the person digs in their wallets or purse, but has other resources either at their disposal or they know somebody who does that could be helpful in some fashion.
Right.
You know, this is a program that literally is involved in changing lives. I mean, this is what Ty is sharing with us here today. And this is the type of efforts that you can actually see the results of. You know, a lot of people who are listening to this discussion today may very well watch that halftime performance today.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, be astounded.
Yes, that's
the goal. By what they see.
That's the goal.
All right. That's from what we're hearing here today. You know, this is not an anomaly. Right. This is what happens on a regular basis. And that's part of what we're trying to share with you in this discussion today, and also trying to motivate folks to be supportive of what it is that you're involved in doing. I want to talk more with you about some of the work of BU, as well as we continue in our discussion. We'll take a pause here, and we're going to take a look around the sporting world with Dave Urem in just a couple of moments. I'll mention the fact we're talking with Ty Brown, who is founder, executive director at Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. And I said earlier, you want to join us, 877-337-6666 is our number here at the Fan. Ty Brown, who is founder, executive director of Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program, talking with us on our program on the Fan this Sunday morning. And speaking of that Giants game against the Bears, Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program is going to be performing at halftime of that event today out at the stadium. One of the things I was thinking about, and I want to get into talking a little bit about, in a way, sort of what Brooklyn is like, you know, some of the alternatives to things that we hear talked about, things like gang violence and the like, too. But one area we haven't touched upon is the idea of staffing. Who's involved in this? I mean, how many people are involved in doing the work of Brooklyn United?
Well, we have an amazing team, and the bragging points for the team of staff people who help teach at BU is that many of them are former members, and those who aren't former members have amazing experiences in college marching bands and things of that nature. Altogether, probably 25 amazing staff people who really get the work done. You know, this for me, this is many, many years of running this organization. And I do have a few other amazing business ventures that are very community-based, things of that nature. So I'm not there every day. And every day, the site supervisor shows up, opens up the building, gets the building prepped for the kids to come in. The academic staff arrives to prepare the tutorial areas and make sure the homework is done properly. And then the amazing drum instructors and the dance instructors, they arrive to finish off the evening with practice. And this happens Monday through Friday. You know, Monday through Friday, the pickup staff, we have a team of van drivers and that pick up the kids from schools in the neighborhood and bring them to our location. So these different departments that we have at BU help make and shape what we do. The administration team that's working all day, booking performances, social media and marketing, getting the word out, editing videos from previous shows, handling some of our outside contracts because we teach at a few different schools. So the administration team that's handling, of course, HR and payroll every week and preparing that, sending out invoices for tuition or performances. I mean, it's the moving parts that happen at BU are pretty amazing. The team is so committed, so dedicated to the growth and development of the organization and of the young people. A couple of parent volunteers who help fill in some of the holes as any organization might have, that jump in when needed, always on site, ready to give a hand. So the team is pretty large. We've grown tremendously over the years. Some of the instructors and people have been with me for at least 15 to 20 years of doing this amazing work. So salute to them and the work that they do and dedication they have for these young people. So we have a great team, a really, really exciting team.
And when you said at the very beginning of that answer that, you know, part of the bragging rights is the fact you got people who've been through the program.
Yes,
who've come
yes.
Back.
It's always been a goal and a mission of mine that the instructors have opportunities to go off to school, come home, and if they want to continue working with us, that they can do it part time, they can do it after their full time job. And it's different. It's different to hear it from somebody who's done it. It's different to hear it for somebody who gets it, been through it, is a product of it, and now can speak or teach with the passion because it's been their life too. And the young people eat that up. You know, young people are very transparent, and they can see through a person and whether or not a person really cares about them. And to properly do youth development, you need caring people. You need caring people because these teenagers would go away real quick if they don't feel like people are listening, if they don't feel like people are caring for them. So it's really important for us as adults, as staff people, to be real to who we are, always work on our own personal development and growth so that we can properly deliver that to these young people. And the programs, the organizations that do that well are the ones that's going to be around for years to come.
Okay, for people who've just joined us in this discussion too, facility-wise, what's at your disposal?
It's I love it because it's ours, but it's definitely not enough. We've been blessed with the opportunity to rent from a church who uses the building mostly on the weekends, and we are able to we're able to have our own floor during the week, Monday through Friday. So we have three pretty good sized classrooms where we make it work. We need about five, but we do it in three. A lot of repairs on our own, a lot of work being done. But we know, and what I teach us, take care of what God has given us now, because in years to come, we will have our own building. I believe it. You know, I believe that Brooklyn United would have their own facilities, 100% their own, not rented or leased or anything like that. I believe we're going to have 3, 4, 5 floors with gym space and dance rooms and music rooms and in abundance, where we can service 300 to 500 kids right in that one building. I believe that God is going to give us our own building, our own buses to travel around with. I believe he's going to provide us with the equipment that I need to properly teach the young people, updated equipment and electronics that we would need to make sure they have computer labs and things of that nature. I believe that you take care of the little you have in order to receive the bigger amounts later. And I believe that we are daily putting in place things where we can one day receive all of those blessings. I believe that we're a model program for New York City. I believe that if not now, eventually the governor's office, the mayor's office, and many of the political offices will continue to support us and find that we are deserving of space, and that we represent the borough well, we represent the city well, we represent what goes good in New York, what goes well in Brooklyn. We represent that weekly and daily in front of major people, and I believe that the time will come. The time will come where BU will get that phone call, where it's like, listen, you've been doing this work for years, and it's time for us to kind of just show you how much we appreciate the work that you guys have done. It's coming.
With the kids, the young people that you're serving, are they from throughout Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah. They're spread out. We've moved locations in Brooklyn at least 3 times over the past 5 years. And no matter where we move to, families find a way to get their children to us. But every area of Brooklyn, Canarsie, East Flatbush, East New York, Brownsville, Crown Heights, Bedford-Stuyvesant, Park Slope, the kids come from all over. To be a part of BU after school every day. Some kids come on Saturdays only, and we don't take that for granted. We understand how it's not easy being in Brooklyn United. I mean, I'm talking the rehearsal schedule, the performance schedule. It's busier than most of our adult lives. The kids have to balance academics, home life, church life, and band. Mm-hmm. And but we love it. You know, it's like we hem and haw here and there. But truthfully, we rather not be home bored. We rather know that this is coming up, that's coming up, and that's keeping us moving forward and keeping us on our toes. And the parents are just as involved. You know, there's many social cliques and groups that hang out together, and the families, you know, celebrating this kid's birthday each and every week, you know. So there's a lot going on. As I speak about it, I realize how exciting it is for us to be a part of this organization, and young people are joining every day. I mean, we're talking new members, at least 3 to 5 new members a week coming into the program, asking about the program, because families need help. Mm-hmm. You know, families need a place for their sons and their daughters to go to where they're safe and they're allowed to grow. Sometimes parents call or come and they give me all of the warnings. Are you sure you want to deal with mine? You know, are you sure you can handle this? And they start describing these behaviors that, to me, I've seen it and done it all already. And I've seen those lives transformed. And I've seen those young people change. So send them right on. You know, those that need it the most are the ones that I'm so excited to meet. And I can see it in our first conversation, how much they need it, whether it's through their an inability to sit still, or whether they're defiant in instruction. And I look at them, I look through them, and I say, just give me 3 to 5 years. Give me 3 to 5 years, and we're going to get you to be one of the best leaders here at our organization. And for me to have seen that happen over and over again is really my fuel. It's the fuel that I have to continue to make sure this program's door stays open no matter what.
And when you're talking about Brooklyn, life in Brooklyn, what it's really like, how do you describe it?
Well, being a Brooklynite for my entire life, and not only just living there, but loving Brooklyn. Just to talk about real quick, my inspiration to name the program Brooklyn United.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, I grew up watching the Harlem Boys Choir. And growing up, that was my dream. What does Brooklyn have that they can attach themselves to and feel proud of? And my dream with Brooklyn United was to make it a household name, where when Brooklynites see what we do or hear about it on the news or the radio, they could be like, that's my band. That's my group. And we're achieving that, you know. So Brooklyn has changed a lot. You know, there's a lot of good things happening in Brooklyn. You know, the days of street corners that you couldn't walk down, the days of heavy daily, nightly gang violence, it's not like it used to be. But it's still very much something we keep our children aware of. And they're very aware of it because they see it in schools. They see it as they're passing certain neighborhoods or certain areas in their travels. And we have to take a second to just congratulate these young people for choosing the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to gang recruitment, when it comes to some of the reasons why young people gravitate towards gangs, because they want a sense of belonging outside of their natural family. They want a sense of protection outside of their natural family. They want to feel a part while traveling the streets and want safety and they want protection. Brooklyn United has provided all of that plus more. You know, we rep black and white. Those are our colors. And we have handshakes and we have call outs and we have hugs and greetings that we do with each other. And we give the young people a sense of belonging right here. No need to join gangs. You need safety. Call. If something's going on, your people, your BU family will show up at school. We'll be your protection. We'll pick you up. And we encourage that. We push that a lot because we understand the need. We understand that in Brooklyn, the challenges of gangs, the challenges of broken families, moms and dads, or moms only, or grandmas, or foster care, all of those things are real. Real. And in certain areas of Brooklyn, the probability of it being more than one social ill is very high.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooklyn United, as a youth development organization seeking to serve all of Brooklyn, needs to be very much aware of that. And because of that, our programming is purposeful. Our programming attacks all of those things. But what I don't do is pity any child. What I don't do is allow them to make excuses from their circumstances. What I don't do is allow them to speak a tongue of negativity. It's not an option. You're going to be dope. You're going to succeed. Super amazing is in you, and I expect it of you at all times. Growth and daily growth must happen despite anything you're about to tell me about what your mama said, about what your mama did, about what your daddy didn't do. I'm unapologetic about that stance in our organization. I'm unapologetic in that stance about youth development, because we are building strong, super strong individuals for our future so that we can begin to see the change that we wish for in the world. And BU is going to continue to put them out there to you guys to make sure that we have it and that we can see a change in this world.
feel like I should say two things. One, yes, sir, and amen.
Amen and yes, sir.
Ty Brown, who's founder and executive director at Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program, is our guest on our program. We roll until 7:30 this Sunday morning. And good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. Along after our 8 o'clock update, it is Rick Wolf with the Sports Edge program, as you've been hearing David Deal and Mark Malusis along after our 9 o'clock update with that look ahead to a very busy football Sunday. Of course, we've got doubleheader action on the fan later today, including that Giants-Bears game, and NFL preview happens at 7:30 this morning. We are in a discussion that we started with our program at 6 this morning with Ty Brown. He's in studio. He's founder, executive director at Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program, on the web at bkunitedmb, that's all as one word, .com. And he's shared an awful lot with us thus far in our discussion. I've also mentioned the fact that if you want to, you could join us with questions, thoughts, maybe some encouragement for the efforts of Brooklyn United. 877-337-6666 is our number here at the Fan. When you look at your wish list, what a question this is. What's on it? Besides that building?
Yeah. You know, it's tough, you know, because when you're the doer of the work, you really don't focus on what you don't have, because no matter what you have, you're going to get it done, and no matter what you have, it's more than you had yesterday. So it's a little difficult, but the reality is right now, facilities is our main concern. We've been blessed over the years to accumulate instruments, a lot of instruments, and we are one of the only non-collegiate groups to have a contract with a drum company. So we do get a set of drums every 2 years. But there are some external programs that are growing, you know, outside of BU, where schools or programs or churches are asking us to come in and help grow programs with them. And we are donating a lot of equipment to those organizations to help them build marching bands and drum lines inside of their church or their small school. So my wish list is to continue to spread that love. You know, so it might not be directly for Brooklyn United students, but there are we become such of the big brother that a lot of organizations who say, it's working for you guys, we would love to get started. How do we get started? We begin to take our equipment, fix it up a little bit, put some new heads on some drums or clean up some trumpets and help deliver it to a daycare a couple of blocks away so that one of my high school students can show up and help teach trumpet or teach drums for a little while. And as I say, I just realized how much of a blessing it is that, you know, not in a business sense, but like a franchise sense, where people are just looking at band and marching band as an amazing youth development activity. And the wish list is for us to be able to provide them what they need when they call on us. Personally, for the program, we're heavily into growing a development department. I'm one guy that's worn many hats, and I'm at the point now where I would love for grant writers and fundraising specialists to really help us build our foundational giving and our individual donor giving. So we're looking to find the funding for that right now. On our wish list right now is some life coaches. I believe that young people need personal development now. Why wait till your adult years to learn about the self-help books and the amazing speakers and things like that? I want to bring personal development to my kids now so that they know that in addition to seeking degrees and going after academic accomplishments, that personal development and mentality and health, mental health is important. So I'm looking for resources to bring in some of the top speakers and best coaches to my kids now, to talk to them about business development, to talk to them about entrepreneurial spirit and growth, to talk to them about writing a book and creating their stories and career exploration. So these are some of the areas is where it may not be a trumpet or a drum that we have a need for. That was a need 5 years ago. This is more about taking the same exact 300 kids in my program now and just bringing more resources to them now. Again, everything they don't get in school, I want them to have now. I don't want them to have to wait till trouble finds them or until life hits them hard across the head, which it will. I want them to be as prepped as possible for an amazing life. So my wish list is a continued resources to for me to not have to wait to drive some of these thoughts and visions forward. Mm.
Interesting comments from Ty Brown on our program on The Fan this Sunday morning. 877-337-6666 is our phone number. I'll tell you what, let's do a phone call here. Go to Michael in Riverdale is joining us. Michael, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning. I'm a New York City high school teacher, mm-hmm. and for 9 years I was the teacher at the Choir Academy of Harlem. I was the Boys Choir of Harlem computer teacher. And I was wondering if Mr. Brown knew that the organization has a very impressive alumni group and an alumni performing ensemble. And I think they could be very helpful in terms of being life coaches or making presentations to your organization. I'm particularly close with one of my former students who is the star of the Boys Choir of Harlem. And he went to the University of Massachusetts on a scholarship, and he could aid your organization tremendously as a volunteer.
Oh, wow. And this is how things work. We put it out there. The Boys Choir was a huge inspiration to my purpose. Again, just watching the work that was being done by you guys for many years. I was a young man just watching the travels and just how strong of a youth development program through the arts that you guys have. An alumni person coming in to volunteer with Brooklyn United would be absolutely amazing and very much appreciated.
And what impressed you most about the organization, and were you aware of the dangers and pitfalls that a performing arts group such as yours faces?
Man, I'm very familiar with the organization. While being an outsider, I really looked into every piece of how you guys developed, grew, and some of the pitfalls and what ended up being some of the problems. I, as an organization, we do an internal review every 6 months where we look at some of the challenges that we continue to face and how to avoid some of the issues of those who have come before us. So the answer is yes. I'm very much aware. I did watch a lot of the growth, and I know from when the group was just a performing arts group until when you guys developed the actual school.
They started in a church, Mr. Brown. You're 100% correct. And they moved, just like you did, from a church into a building at 127th and Madison. I guess you're aware of that also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm in line with the same goals. You know, again, trusting God that in time those things will happen for us. I do not wish to run a school like you guys did, but I am interested in at least partnering with the charter to develop something similar. We don't want our own, but we don't mind doing some type of partnership. But, you know, if we can take the arts and tie it into academics, the results like you've developed within your program is seen. It's a proven system where arts properly done with academics, young people fall in love and, like the alumnus that you're talking about, continue to go on and do great things.
I'm going to have one of the alumni reach out to you, and you're making an incredible presentation today, and I wish you the best of success.
Very much appreciated. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your call, Michael, and your patience on the phone, too. 877-337-6666. See how easy that is? It's all about connections, isn't it?
Always. Always about connections. Timing. Mm.
And when we're talking about this idea of, you know, the equipment because I thought that was very interesting what you were saying. Do you find at times that equipment comes to you in perhaps some of the ways that you might least expect it would?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get every once in a while we get a phone call. Somebody says, hey, closing out my warehouse, and I happen to have a bunch of instruments. Can you come and pick them up? And we're running. We grab the van, and we go right away. You know, the thing about it is that New York City at one point had exciting music programs inside of the schools.
That's right.
And when you think about hearing budget cuts and the elimination of programs, that equipment is still sitting in that room. So there's instruments in buildings all across the city that are not being tapped into, touched at all. And again, through relationships, Brooklyn United is working really hard to get permission to go into those places and do some inventory so we can spread it out. You know, so again, where day school can't, after school can. And where the know-how and the knowledge of successful music and arts programs can be developed, I don't care how many hours of sleep I lose, I'm willing to go and help get it going, especially Brooklyn. You know, I give Brooklyn preference first because it's where my love is at. I believe that any person with a vision like mine can't spread themselves too thin. I've gotten calls over the years to come teach college, to come teach this, that, the other, and my love and my passion is in Brooklyn. So I'm not looking for a job. And when I do what I do, it's not a job. It is a life and a lifestyle that I've been blessed with, and I'm looking to continue to grow Brooklyn. Let me tell you, I had a vision after watching the Broadway show Stomp, and you watch Stomp, you watch Blue Man Group, and things of that nature, and I said, why not us? Why not us? Why can't we develop a production that can go on or off Broadway and be seen by tourists and New Yorkers nightly or weekly? And last year, we landed our contract with La Mama Theater, who gave us a development contract that said, you know, we believe in that. You guys go ahead and start up a production and let's see how it goes. So we created something called BU Live. We wanted people to see what it's like.
All right, let's follow up on that.
Got
let's
it.
Take a pause here. You know, take a look around the sporting world as well. Come back in the home stretch of our program, talking with Ty Brown, founder, executive director of Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. It's Sunday morning on The Fan, and good morning, everybody. Sports Edge follows our 8 o'clock update. Football Sunday after our 9 o'clock update. NFL preview along at 7:30. We're talking with Ty Brown, who's founder, executive director of Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. He's in studio. You were talking about Be Live before we paused.
Yep. So BU Live is an off-Broadway production. We're signed to La Mama Theater. We're going in our second round. Our first round was a 3-day run, and we sold out all 3 days. So those who can join our website, join our mailing list, we'll make sure to get the dates to you. But we start back in February. We're going to do a 2-week run of the show. And it's an amazing visual display of who we are at Brooklyn United. So look forward to that. Join the website. We'll make sure we get the information out.
And that website is bkunitedmb, that's all as one word, .com. Let's do some folks on the phone here. 877-337-6666 is our phone number. Let's go to Ron in Queens, who's been holding for a long time. Thanks for holding on so long, Ron. Good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good, good, good. I'll be very brief because I know other people want to call in. But I just got up this morning on my way to church. I teach Sunday school at Abyssinian Baptist Church, and I'm from Brooklyn, and I'm hearing Mr. Brown talk about the Drum and Bugle Corps, and I come out of an HBCU, but for 20 years, I've been a very progressive and forward-thinking director of career education development internships, and I would absolutely love to send you my information, meet with you, work with you. I was just sitting down last night with a buddy of mine, Will Calhoun, who's a legendary drummer for Living Color, trying to talk to his son about college. But, you know, I'm so touched by this. So if there's a person or how I can get in contact with you, some of my information, set up a meeting with you, and help bring you some resources, I would love to do it.
Absolutely. Definitely through our website. Our email is actually the same as the website, bkunitedmb@gmail.com. And lastly, if you, I'll give you the phone number, 347-264-4069. We would love to connect with you around careers and development. I visited Abyssinia. I hope you have an amazing day at church today. We really appreciate the connection. 347-264-4069.
Okay, I'm going to reach out to you tomorrow, and I'll send you my information, and I really want to sit down with you. And I have a couple of amazing people I think you really want to meet. I
appreciate it so much. Thank you again.
Ron, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. You have a good day, too. Well, very interesting. Next up is Mary on Long Island. Mary, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning. First of all, thank you both for giving me such an optimistic wake-up call this morning. You know, I am blown away by what you're doing, Mr. Brown, and I congratulate you. And Mr. Salter, thank you for having such an inspirational guest. I wanted to let you know that I don't have the financial wherewithal to help you, but one thing that we all have is prayer. And man, am I going to be praying for you and your students. Also, I am a freelance writer. I've written for a lot of newspapers over the years and magazines. And again, I would like to offer an opportunity to brainstorm with you to see if there are some article ideas that I could present to the media about you. Also, perhaps help you with some, you know, internal documents that you need for your organization. So I believe I took the phone number down correctly, but would you give it to me again if you wish to speak to me?
For sure. We definitely wish to speak to you, and we appreciate the prayers and the offer for your expertise and services. 347-264-4069. And the email is the same as the website, bkunitedmb@gmail.com. And again, what you're offering is definitely a need in our organization. We appreciate the connection, and I'm sure that you'll feel the love and the welcome joining us and helping us out any way you can. We appreciate it.
Thank you both. Enjoy the day.
Same for you. Too. Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words as well, Mary, and also for participating in the program today. Very interesting discussion we've had on our program with Ty Brown, who's founder, executive director at Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program. The website, bkunitedmb.com, and that's bkunitedmb, all as one word, .com. The phone number is mentioned a couple of different times, too, 347-264-4069. And the performance is taking place at halftime today at the Giants-Bears game at the stadium. A lot of people will be watching and listening to that performance. Thank you very much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you, Bob. Really appreciate having us.
Wonderful discussion, and I have a feeling the connections have literally just started.
Yep, here we go.
Trust me, they've just started.
Thank you.
You're liable to hear from people 2 years from now who will mention hearing you on this program. It's very strange the way this program can work at times, and I'm glad this has worked in this fashion just this far today.
Well, thank you for the outlet, and congrats to you on 25 years of amazing, amazing work and getting the word out to the people. We really appreciate the chance to come onto your show.
Thank you very much. Sports Edge follows our 8 o'clock update. Football Sunday, Melusis and Deal along after our 9 o'clock update on The Fan this morning. We will see you bright and early at 6 next Sunday morning. And speaking of this program, 2 weeks from today, the wraps come off. We're with you for 2 hours, for two straight weeks then. And we'll also have a little bit of an announcement about something in January. We should have all ironed out. 2 weeks from today. You don't want to miss that announcement, too. We've had some fun being with you on our program this morning. Hopefully, you'll have a great day. And I should mention the fact that Hanukkah does start this evening. For those who are observing, hopefully it is a happy and healthy time during the Festival of Lights, and a peaceful one for you and yours as well. Well, we step aside, and we love doing this on Sunday morning. One of our favorite moments of the week is on tap. You know what program is up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.